welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For those of you that have been listening, welcome back. Hey, Mr. Benny, how are you?
Doing well, Pat. Miss you out here.
Did you hear me tell everybody that I'm here in New Jersey and they're cutting the grass?
Yeah.
And it's like December 15th.
That's a trip. And they're still watering things out there, too, huh?
Isn't that a riot?
Yeah.
It's so amazing. I don't know that I have been back east this time of year, where it has been so mild. Do you know it is supposed to get close to 60 degrees today?
So they're experiencing the heat wave they had earlier this year.
Well, right now it's like 57. So
it's still pretty warm,
though. It is pretty warm. But, you know, the thing that's going to happen is, and I say this very kindly, is that I know that this too shall pass, because it is winter and we are certainly going to start to feel it. So welcome to the almost winter show. Today is a fabulous show. I mean, I am so thrilled that I get to hang out with the coolest people. Joining me here today, Mary Jane Mack, making your holidays happy and healthy with Medical Intuitive Mary Jane Mack. We're going to open up those phone lines so that you can call in and get live on-air readings. For those of you out there that are worried about, how do I go into the holidays? What do I do with the memories I have of the past? How do I stay balanced? How do I create fun new times? How do I enjoy the holidays? Well, that's what we're going to be doing here today. Many of you are thinking, this is going to be the greatest holiday season I've ever had. Others are thinking, ugh. Here it is again. Whatever it is, we're going to be able to help you out. Mary Jane Mack has been someone that's been helping people for decades. More importantly, her results are astounding. It's not a matter of taking years to figure out what's going on. You know, she has an enormous and incredible gift of how to zoom in on what's ailing you and making sure you get the right treatment for whatever that is. She's joining me here today. We're opening up the phone lines, but before we do, let's talk about making your holidays happy and healthy. Mary Jane, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat. It's great to be here in this lovely city of Issaquah. Not Issaquah.
That's where you drove in from. It's like it's your first day on the air. You're a little nervous or something. I think it's because your sister's
My
here.
Sister's here from
Chicago.
I
think that's why.
Yeah.
Trying to make a big
anyway, let's start all over.
Trying to make a big impression. Yeah.
That was just to start the holiday out with fun.
Oh, my God. Those relatives, how they affect
See?
Our energy.
See?
There we go. Yeah, well, guess what? I'm here with Linda. But, you know, the good news is I'm on the upper floor in an entirely different room. So.
All right. Well, tell Linda we all said hi.
Yep.
She's probably listening to the show right now. She's going to storm her way up here and probably yank the microphone from my head. So I can't wait for that. But, you know, let's talk about, for a minute here, let's talk about opening up the phone lines and what an opportunity this is for people to not only get some insight in terms of what's ailing them or their pets. This is a tough time for pets as well. But today's show is very special because it's a show that is about relieving stress. And by the way, you're going to be filling in for me on the 22nd and host the show for me in my absence. But let's talk a little bit about what kind of assistance folks will be able to get throughout the hour today.
To call in, if they'd like to call in and have any question, it doesn't matter what the question is. It could be about their house, about themselves, about their family, about their pet, whatever it is, just even if you think it's a silly question or whatever it is, just come on and call in, and we'll be happy to look into it and see what's going on with you.
Absolutely. And our toll-free number for the Dr. Pat Show is 1-800-930-2819. That's right now. You can call in. And Brian, I believe, will pick up your call. 1-800-930-2819. Now, that's not the only thing we've done. We have at the drpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com, on the right-hand side, there's an instant feedback box where you can ask your question. I will read your question on air, and we'll get everybody's question flowing through here today so that all of us can have an amazing holiday. 1-800-930-2819. You're going to want to call in as soon as you can, because these lines fill up very quickly when Mary Jane is on the show. Let's talk about holidays and approaching. And, you know, why is it we get more stressed here, Mary Jane? You know, I just noticed a little bit with your sister in the studio there. You got a little stress right there on the moment here.
We're over that. We're good. Stress. Well, you want to impress those relatives. You want them to. That's a big thing. People want to be liked and want people to like them. And when they're with relatives that are criticizing them, sometimes it's pretty difficult. That's not happening in my case, however. But I think the holidays, we put too much pressure on ourselves in the first place. And we're focusing on what may not work and what will be wrong, instead of thinking about, okay, if that's been like that for years, you're probably not going to change it now. But the person that you can change is yourself. So you could change your own attitude and go in it knowing what the situation is and make the best out of it, and actually make it a game and see if you can get those relatives to have some fun and laugh. And look at the bright side and not look at what's right and not what's wrong.
Well, you know, when people say holidays, it's kind of like we have this patterning of our memories. You know, how do we clear those patterns out?
Well, you know, you have to make a choice that you want to clear them out in the first place. I mean, often we bump into the same situation over and over and over again and get the same results. And it's when you bump into that situation and actually realize, oh my gosh, that's not working. I need to change something here and change this pattern. And again, it's about letting it go and not being involved in the outcome. So you can change yourself in those situations and realize that, you know, if it's happening over and over, if there's people in your life that they do the same thing every year, and it's not what you want them to do, basically. But they might have their own situation or their own life, and it's not about what you think they should do. It's about what's best for you, and letting those situations go. For example, I mean, if somebody, you expect somebody to be coming to your house at a certain time. Every year somebody comes, say, for Christmas Eve, and then they decide they're not going to come because they have something else to do. Well, who gets involved with that? I mean, it's okay for people to change and do things, other things, and for you not to be attached to it and to find a better situation out of it.
Yeah, you know, that thing, attachment, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like a really interesting idea. I shared earlier, and Mary Jane, I talked to you personally about what happened to me over the weekend when I had that car accident. You know, everything on the weekend changed, and actually changed for the better. I had the most loving time, nurturing from somebody that I care a lot about, and it was beautiful. But had I been attached to the way that I thought the plan was going to be, it would have been not only stressful, but I wouldn't have been able to step into the flow of things, correct?
Exactly. And it's when you're in those situations, it's about when you can let go of the attachment, then you can go with the flow and really live your life the fullest and really enjoy and find a whole different inner feeling of clarity and happiness and balance. And that's what's really exciting is when once you cut the strings and let go of all these things that you think should be, it's a freedom. and it takes you into a whole different space.
Well, I want to tell everybody, we are taking your calls. And as a matter of fact, Brian is putting everybody in the queue. We've got a lot of people calling into the show today. So if you don't get through initially, please don't give up. Keep dialing back, 1-800-930-2819. The other option is to send your question through by going to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a place for you to ask a question. Benny will be coordinating these calls with me today so that we can get all of your questions answered. For more information about Mary Jane Mack, here's what I want to tell you to do. Go to her website, maryjanemack.com, and you'll be able to see a lot of the different things that she does. And certainly today during the show, you're going to get a taste of it. Holiday blues, what happens when we're dealing with the loss of family members, not being able to be with those family members during the holiday. Maybe one of the top things that is really on people's minds right now, not having enough money to buy gifts. The list goes on. We're going to address it all. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones, get your question. Why? Mary Jane Mack's in the house. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, or anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Hey, everybody. welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. For those of you that would love to connect with her directly, you can go to her website, MaryJaneMack.com. And for those of you that want to schedule an appointment so that you could really get all fired up and ready to go for the holidays, give Rhonda a shout at 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232. Now, we are taking your calls, and in between these calls, we're going to talk about what does it mean to not have enough money and so forth and so on. But, Benny, I think I need to turn this over to you right now.
All right, sounds like a plan. Shane has graced us with his presence from Tacoma. He's wondering what the financial outlook for next year will be. So, Shane, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I am curious about my career and financial outlook coming up in the next year. I'm wondering if any one of you could chime in on that.
So, Shane, are you working right now?
I am.
Okay, and what do you do?
I work in sales, but sales has been tough going the last couple of years. No excuses. I've been working very hard, and I enjoy what I do. Very passionate about it, but it has been challenging with the economy and everything, of course.
So, What I'm picking up, I'm just tuning into your career and where you're at. And basically, out of a scale of 0 to 10, you're at a 6 right now. And in about 6 weeks, things should start to shift a little bit for you and move in the other direction. So you're heading more up toward the 10. It's going to take you 5 months to really start feeling good about what's going on.
Oh, wonderful. Well, and I've toyed with the idea of actually moving to Southern California for potential career advancement. Is it something that you sense?
Right now, I don't get that score is very good for you. That only scores a 3, so it's not the right timing. In the future, it's not something that has a lot of energy right now for you.
Okay. Could you give any quick advice, not only to myself but other listeners, as far as setting intention and, you know, trying to keep a positive, you know.
Exactly. It's sit down and write out exactly what you want. If you had all the finances in the world and you could do anything you wanted, what would that look like without any restrictions? So you want to dream the dream and dream the biggest dream that you can. And because you want to have all those possibilities out there so that they can you can attract them to you. So there are no limits. It's just for you to actually write those things out, write them down, visualize it, and keep adding to it every day. And what I see is when people are stuck, they're stuck because they're thinking about where they're at and where they've come from and what's not happening. And it's all negative self-talk and negative talk to what's going on. You have to change that to positive possibilities. No matter where you're at, believe that you are already in the situation you want. Believe you're already making that money. Believe that it's just you're attracting it from every direction. And that's how winners make it happen. And that's how athletes win. And that's, you think about CEOs of companies, that's exactly what they do. So that's exactly what each and every one of us needs to do.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. I want to just tell you guys, we are opening up and clearing those phone lines, and we will be able to take your calls. So please give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. Toll free right here at the Dr. Pat Show. We're taking your call. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. She is going to answer your questions. Whether it is what's going on in your life, how stressed you are, what is causing you the stress, what's going on in your body. She is a medical intuitive, so she's going to be able to zoom in on that right away. Before we go to the next caller, Mary Jane, I wanted to chat with you for a minute in the context of what, you know, was just said. I mentioned earlier that there are a lot of things that are stressing people out. Certainly in previous years, it has been weight gain. This year, my sense is it is different. There is the normal holiday blues, but there is a sort of sorrow and sadness about not having what we have had before so that we can buy the kinds of gifts that we we've had in the past. You know, there's kind of a sadness, but then there's also a creativeness to what people are creating. Can you comment on that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's in the past, you know, people just bought gifts and really went overboard with what we all did that with what we did. And it's like even in the housing, people bought bigger and better houses and bigger cars, and they bought more of everything. And I feel the time now is about getting back to basics and getting back to really knowing the real person. And it's all about people and helping people and being with people and being happy with what we have at that basic foundation instead of things. So I think it's a really important time. It's a restructuring time. It's a time to reevaluate and be have gratitude for what we do have and know that we don't have to have all these things to be happy. We have each other and we have family and we have the it's whatever you do have in your life and you have gratitude for it, that's what makes you grow.
Well, you know, and this is the time where we can readjust, reevaluate, and change the way we think about the world and get to that place of enoughness. Let's go to the phones. Mr. Benny, I believe he's got some callers waiting.
Sure, let's take now Jillian. Jillian's calling in from Oakland, California. Welcome to the show, Jillian. What's up?
Well, I'm actually calling today because I've been employed for about a year now. I'm looking, like, desperately for a job, and I'm trying to figure out what, yeah, pretty much what's preventing me from getting a job. I know that there are certain things I can't do due to health conditions, so I'm trying to stick with, like, office work, things like that, but it just seems impossible.
So what's your health condition, Julian?
Well, I was actually diagnosed with cancer. Last October. I'm at a healthy stage. I get sick often, but I'm at a stage where I'm still able to work and things like that. But I do have medical problems in the sense that I get winded really easily, nauseous, sick, things like that.
So are you still under treatment for that?
Yes. I'm trying to find another doctor at this point, which I have an appointment for. And pretty much starting fresh because the last few doctors I've had have not helped.
Well, Julian, what I'm picking up on you, first of all, is your health is the most important. And if you don't feel good and you're not healthy, it's pretty hard to put yourself out there and get a job. So nutritionally, what I'm picking up on you, your body is still really pretty much out of balance, probably from whatever treatment you had. And you have a bladder issue going on that's affecting your breathing and your lungs. So my first recommendation to you is to get your body healthy and look at some alternative things that you could do. And one of those would be calling our office. And it's not about how much money you have or what it costs. It's about keeping it simple to get you in a healthy state so that you could move on. Because even if you get a job and you don't feel good, you won't be showing up at the job. So my recommendation first to you is you need to get yourself healthy. And after those treatments, you haven't gotten right on track to get back to feeling really good. And you're a little bit on the depressed side. So mentally, you're down. But when your body is healthy and you have nutrition that you need, meaning supplements to rebuild your body faster, then you could think clearer, you could be sharper, and you could feel better about putting yourself out there to get that job. Does that help you, Julian?
Okay. It does. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Julian, for calling into the show. And, you know, thank you for the courage for coming on and saying the things that so many of our listeners are feeling right now. It is through your courage that you will help others change and begin to hope. Thank you so much for today for calling in. Mary Jane, before we've got some callers, we've got some instant feedback messages. We're going to make sure we get to everybody today. But, you know, I want to take a moment and talk about this in the context of that call right before we go to break. And that is, you know, you're right. If we don't have our health, we don't have anything.
No. And Yeah, and to put yourself out, I mean, Julian is having a hard time even getting out of to an energy level where he has the energy to put himself out there. So his energy is actually keeping him down. So he's got to get that up so people can feel his energy and know that he can do a job.
Mm. Well, you know, one of the things that I want to take a moment is what kinds of things can you talk about for our listeners right now before we go to break to give us some tips, some of the things we might do?
Well, for one thing, what I find is people need to check their houses. They need to, you know, if they find they're sick every time they go in their house, this is something simple. What I see is many people don't feel good and get sick over and over again because they live in an environment that's not healthy. For example, they could have old surge protectors or old wiring in their house, and that actually leaks electricity and makes them feel bad and gives them sick bladders and breathing problems. They think they have sinus conditions and colds all the time, and actually it has a lot to do with their living space. Being around computers and not being protected gives people sick bladders and makes them sick. So and cleaning your drains, in your house, gases come up from the sewers or from the septic tank and make people sick. And people say, well, how do I know if I've got that? Well, if you're sick all the time, that's your first clue. And sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it could be a musty smell. And sometimes you really have to pay attention to it. And people say, well, I clean my toilet, I clean my drains. It has nothing to do with that. It's the gases that come up that are making you sick. And I see this all the time. And no matter what you do, if you do supplements or do other things and you get better and then you get sick again, you have to take care of the basics in order to be healthy.
I love it. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We will be picking up those phones. Thank you all for holding on and waiting. We've got a few instant messages here as well. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Mr. Benny is in control. We'll be right back.
Off a dusty Middle West bus.
Profound and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sign up for our newsletter. We will keep you informed of everything that's going on. You get our newsletter pretty much once a week so that you can find out about shows like today with Mary Jane Mack. And you can line up in your schedule time so that you can call in like many people are doing right now. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. For more information about her, go to our website, MaryJaneMack.com. And if you want to schedule an appointment, you're going to want to do that really quickly because the holiday season is coming and people are lining up to chat with her. Give Rhonda a call at her office at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. If you'd like to connect with her live now during the Dr. Pat Show, we have a toll-free number for you, 1-800-930-2819. Mary Jane, I have an instant message, so let's go to the message. Joanne is calling in or has written her message in from Kirkland. She says, what work is in my future? Lyme disease put me on medical leave as I am not able to do my medical transcription work on the computer for 8 hours. So it sounds like she's not able to do 8 hours of transcription like she is required to do.
Well, first I would ask what kind of treatment she's done and how long she's had it. I'd like to know that. But what I see with her is that she's still out of balance and her body needs nutrition to get charged up. Her heart is in low gear. And that's part of why she's tired. So she's totally out of balance. And even having the Lyme's disease doesn't mean that she cannot correct the imbalance and get the body working again so she can handle her environment or handle work. And what I get is that within 3 months, she should be able to be working or find some transcription she could do that doesn't take a total of 8 hours. I know there are mm-hmm. other types of jobs for that.
Okay, sweet. Do we have a follow-up question for her? Is there something else you'd like her to...
Well, I'd like to know what kind of treatment, how long has she had it, and what kind of treatment has she done?
Exactly. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay. All right, now, we've got a bunch of people on the phone. I know some of you have been calling in, and the lines have been jammed, so you're kind of coming to our overflow voice message. But I want to say to you, there is time to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's take Kim. Kim's calling in from Westminster, Maryland, and she had a relationship question. So, Kim, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Hi, Kim. We're good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
So what can I do for you?
My question revolves around a relationship. He seems to be wanting to come back in. I just want to know, do you see anything coming together, or should I just stay away from him?
So you're saying he needs to come... Are you split up? What's happening with you?
Yes, we broke up. And here lately, he seems to be sending me a lot of communications. And is his communications trying to get back in, or is his communications...
Well, for one thing...
I don't know what he wants from me.
Well, it's not even what he wants for you. It's what do you want that counts. It's not about him. It's what do you want. And what I get is the both of you together are a two. So a two out of a ten isn't very good. So I don't think you need to guess at anything about what he wants. You need to start thinking about what you want, Kim. And it sounds like you already know that, and you're just still questioning yourself.
Yeah, I'm questioning because when we were together, it was very good. It was very good between us.
It was good, but it's not today. So it's about, you're looking in the past, so it's about the future. What do you want for the future? So you need to do that dream and see if he fits into your life or not.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Kim, for calling in.
Yeah, that's a tricky... Let's talk about this for a minute before we go to the phones again, Mary Jane.
Okay.
You know, Kim is in a tricky place. And, you know, as so many people are, when relationships end, they end for whatever reason they end. And at some point in time, there may be this process where the two people that are separated do start to communicate. And it can get a little bit difficult when we start to put meaning into what the communication means. You know, in her case, what she's, you know, kind of dealing with is, why is he communicating with me? And, you know, I mean... this is territory where I think we have to be clear about what we ask for. I mean, if she wants to be in communication with him, is this the time for her to say, hey, dude, what are you talking to me for? What's your intention? How do we go about that?
Well, for one thing, to me, Kim didn't seem like she had much energy for him. She was curious why he was coming in.
Right.
And so she wasn't sure about herself and what she wanted. And now she's thinking about what he wants. I think she just needs to be clear on what it is that she wants. The past could be good, but where are you today and what do you want for your future? And does this person fit into that future in a positive way? And so I look at what the positive is out of it and looking at how you can build that, but there's not a lot of energy around them right now.
All right. You know, let's go back to Mr. Benny. Mr. Benny, would you like us to go to the phones here?
I would love to. Let's take now, it's actually another Kim, but it's Kimberly calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. A health dilemma is on her mind. So, Kimberly, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'll try to be brief. I have been, for about the last three or four years, dealing with some uterine fibroids that have just grown like crazy. And I have, you know, gone to the medical doctors and all of that when I did have medical insurance. And the suggestion, of course, that I got was either hysterectomy or some type of other surgery and things like that. So, I filed that away. In the meantime, very tumultuous few years, you know, divorce, I mean, lots of stuff going on, right? So in the interim, I'm doing my research and I'm looking for herbs and other ways to help maybe, you know, shrink them. I'm looking for maybe why they're growing so quickly. And anyway, now I'm in a dilemma now where, you know, I don't have any health insurance. I guess there may be some out there that might be free. I'm not even sure. But I'm just, you know, they're getting to the point now where they're painful for me. And I just want them out. But I don't know what my options are or which way I should be going, the holistic route, or whether I should just try to see if I should just get some insurance and just go ahead and have the surgery. You know, it's just becoming like such a major thing in my life because I want to move on. And I also want to be in a relationship again. And I don't even feel like a woman, really. You know, so it's an emotional thing as well.
Okay, Kimberly. Well, Kimberly, whenever they're growing the fibroids, your body is still out of balance, and so that's when the fibroids keep getting bigger. It's your liver and your spleen are both in low gear. Your liver's a 3 and your spleen's a 3. And that means you're a little bit on the anemic side, or you have low blood quality. And then your body, that's causing those fibroids to grow and get larger. So for you, even having surgery and having them out, it's more important to you go the holistic way and get your body in balance first before you would do anything drastic. Because once your body's in balance, your body will heal better, everything will go smoother, and even if you do have the surgery, you'll be in a better place. But the idea of getting your body in balance stops that process of them growing and being out of control. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I don't know what to do for the liver. Is there something I can do on my own as far as not going to?
What I do is I have people call the office and we do evaluations on them and recommendations on exactly what nutrition you do need. I do not recommend you just go to a store and buy supplements or buy products that you think are going to help, because they probably won't. And when I work with people, what I do is evaluate your body and give you exactly what you need so you have good results. So you actually save money because you're not guessing at what you need, and you're taking the exact amount for the specific time to have results.
Okay.
So that's what I would recommend. I would recommend that you think about going in that direction first, get yourself healthy, and then you can consider the surgery.
Yeah, and you know what I want to say, Kimberly, I'm going to share something when we come back from break about someone that's worked with Mary Jane, so you'll get a sense of why this is incredibly important.
Okay.
All right. You bet. Thank you. Mary Jane Mack in the house. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Mary Jane Mack. I believe we have time to take another caller. And also, Joanne, if you can send us a follow-up answer to your treatment of Lyme disease, we'll make sure we get the questions on there as well. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself, so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Have you ever thought that you could live the essence of gratitude? By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy. Magic starts to appear when we connect ourselves to the essence of gratitude. The openness of our heart allows each one of us to express abundance and creativity in all areas of life. Create your own personalized work of art in the form of a mandala. The goal of this essence of gratitude mandala is to harmonize you with the vibration of gratitude and to help you to integrate it so that it becomes second nature to you, and that it supports you in the manifestation of the life of your dreams. To get your mandala infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Benny. Welcome back, everyone. I didn't hear Benny's little voice telling me, you're live, Pat. It wasn't his normal, sexy tone.
You're
welcome
live,
back, everybody.
That's kind of scary, actually, not sexy.
I love it. Yes, I'm live. I'm live in New Jersey. No, not at the Jersey Shore. I'm in the most beautiful part of New Jersey that you can imagine. It's actually Central West Jersey, close to New Hope, Pennsylvania, which is one of my all-time favorite places to hang out. Welcome back, everyone. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. For more information about Mary Jane, go to MaryJaneMack.com and also give Rhonda a call to schedule your appointment, 888-777-4232. Now, I said that Kimberly would get some information, Mary Jane, about the way you work with people. And lo and behold, guess who just is calling into the show? Benny, let's go to the phone.
Oh, our good old buddy Linda has joined us. Linda!
Hi, Benny. Hi,
hey,
Mary
Linda.
Jane. Hi, Nancy, and hi, Patty.
Hi, Linda.
How are you all?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Good, good. We haven't talked in so long.
I know. You're on my list, I promise.
I hope it's the good list.
It is.
That's on the naughty list.
I'm usually on the bad list, but that's okay.
That's not true.
Well,
you're only on the bad list when I get those emails.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. But I haven't talked to you in a while, and I wanted to give you an update on what an angel you are. You are absolutely an angel, and you've been an angel for my mother, which is absolutely incredible. You know, we've been going through the chemo, and they stopped one chemo, and they started another one, and the doctors gave her a two-week break in between before they changed to the new chemo, and her cancer markers had been going up, and there was a concern because they figured the one that they were using wasn't working and they wanted to change to a new one. And you did a test on her long distance at 3,000 miles away or more. And whatever you do, your miraculous doing or counting, or I know you count, but whatever what you do is unbelievable, because the stuff that you said sent me, she has been taking. We went to the doctor yesterday, and when we had left the doctor a couple weeks ago, her cancer markers had gone up to 543, and they were originally down to like 74. So they're going up instead of going down. And when we went the other day, we've been giving her vitamin D, and we've been giving her all the stuff that you sent for her to take, and all she keeps saying is, whatever Mary Jane tells me to do, I'll do. That's exactly what she says to me. And she goes, is this a Mary Jane pill? And yes, then just take it. And she takes them. And we went yesterday, and they had started her on new chemo last week, and they had done a blood test, and actually her cancer markers have gone down. They went down to 433, which is unbelievable in a week.
That's great.
Yes.
That's
so
great.
Everything that you have sent us to do with her, and like I said, your miraculous counting is absolutely wonderful, because all of her, she had everything, because when you had sent it, you said she had her liver, her kidneys, her gallbladder, and I think everything that she has in her body was not functioning appropriately, and it's obviously working because her cancer markers are down, and it's awesome. So you are just an absolute angel. I can't even say any more about you. You are just wonderful.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And I'm
so
happy.
Linda, stop. I have to live with her.
But it's true. It's very, very
true.
It
is true.
It is
true. Well, I think one of the things Linda forgot to mention is that 2 weeks ago, she went to the doctors and her mother's cancer markers were up. Now, up is not good. And then what he decided to do was take Joan off of the chemo. So the only protocol, really, that Joan has been on was, you know, the protocol, Mary Jane, that you had suggested.
That's
so
right.
So what I think what is miraculous about what Linda's saying is we don't have any confounding variables, meaning that, you know, we don't have special chemo that was given. That wasn't given until yesterday. So these past 2 weeks, Mary Jane, it has been Joan and you and what you've sent her. And so if you can imagine her cancer markers going up, which is really scary, what did they go up to, Linda?
They were up to 543 this time. And
right.
Now they're down to 433. Which
right.
Is-
so they didn't just normalize, they dropped.
Right. And all we did was get her body in balance so that she, you know, if your body is not in balance, you can't handle the chemo. You can't handle the therapy. And it's like when people are on tons of medication, if their body isn't in balance, they need more medication. So they don't get better, they get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so much fun.
Yeah, and what I said to him yesterday is I said, okay, we stopped the chemo. And you told me we were going to stop it and give her body a break for 2 weeks. And the markers were higher. And then I said, now we haven't done it for 2 weeks. And I knew what I was doing. And I didn't tell him because I wanted to see what his reaction was. And he said, I'm not sure why they went down. But I know why they went down.
That's so great. That's
yeah,
exciting.
It,
yeah.
It is exciting. It is exciting. And she was actually excited. So then we got in the car and she says, okay, what's Mary Jane giving me next time?
And that will be on the way. Exactly.
I said, I don't know, but whatever it is, it's good. It's all good.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks
for
Linda.
Calling in.
Have a nice holiday.
Happy holiday to you.
In. You too.
We
Bye.
Love you.
Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Linda. Mary Jane, I've got a couple of instant feedback messages I want to get to. Joanne, what I'm going to recommend is, thank you for sending all of that background information. What I'm going to recommend, Joanne, is that you call Mary Jane's office and you set up a consultation. Because of the nature and the depth of the treatments that you've already had, I really think it is going to be best for you to speak with Mary Jane directly, because I don't think we could cover this in a quick reading on air. So give Mary Jane's office a call, if you don't mind, 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232. Quickly, Kathy from Kent, Washington, Mary Jane. Hello, Dr. Pat, Mary Jane, and Mr. B. I seem to feel drained of energy and vitality quite often. Can you tell me what you see is going on with me? Thank you, Kathy.
So, Kathy, you have a backed-up gallbladder and kidney. That's putting you in low gear. You're functioning at a 2, especially on your right side. Your right side's going to be off more than your left. That means you might have problems with your leg, your knee, your hip. It's mostly right-sided. The left side isn't that good either, but it's mostly right-sided. So this backs up your heart, backs up your thyroid, backs up your whole system and puts you in low gear. So there's an easy solution to this, and that's calling my office and getting an appointment, and we'll set you up with a program that's specific for you to start clearing out your body so you could have energy by the time the holiday comes.
Beautiful. Thank you. One more I think we can get in, Mary Jane.
Okay.
And thank you for joining us. Sandy from Auburn, I have had some ringing in my ear as well as ear pain. I've gone on antibiotics, but it's still there. Do you have any ideas to help with this? Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You have a stone in your left kidney, and that's what's causing all your problem. Your left kidney is the main problem. The right side isn't good either, but it's mostly left kidney. And that's what's causing the ringing in your ear and the backing up of your ear. Again, easy solution. Come into our office, call for an appointment, put you on a program, clear out your body, and you'll have much more energy and start feeling good because you got to be tired.
Wow. Mary Jane, thank you for joining me here today. Mr. Benny, thank you for an incredible job. Nancy, Rose, Mary Jane, give out your information one more time, and if you have a personal message for folks.
Our number, you could call Rhonda at 888-777-4232, 888-777-4232. And I'd like to wish each and every one of you a very merry Christmas and a happy new year. And have a great holiday and enjoy and laugh and have fun.
And I second that. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.